This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
Entertaining and informative.
Boy, you're my best friend.
77 WABC.
You know, as messed up as this city is, and it's messed up, there are still some events in this city that I love. For example, you guys know that I love the New York City Marathon. I think that's a great day for all of New Yorkers. And I love what's going on at Madison Square Garden right now. Rangers home win yesterday, Knickerbockers taking on the Pacers tonight. There's other galas and events that I go to all the time that I love. But there's a few events in New York City that absolutely speak to the statement that this is why they want to kill us. And I'm talking about the terrorists. This is why they hate the West. And I believe of all the events in New York City, the most insufferable event of all, the one where I would have to guess I detest the overwhelming percentage of folks showing up, is tonight. You remember a couple of years ago when that douchebag AOC wore that dress, something about taxation? And of course, I'm talking about the Met Gala. It is one of the most vile get-togethers of some of the worst human beings God has ever created in any city, at any time, anywhere in the world. So with that said, Curtis, my guess is Curtis Sliwa, big ratings, Rip and Reed, noon to one, every weekday afternoon, gets big ratings hosting the weekends overnights, and of course, does a spectacular job with me here every weekday morning. About this time, he's the icon, he's the legend, Mr. Guardian Angel, Curtis Sliwa. How many Met Galas have you been to?
Well, first off, can I praise Wrong Way Lou Ruffino upon his return?
Sure.
Great selection. Average white band. Everybody thought they were black guys. White guys from Scotland. I mean, they tore it up from Scotland.
Now, what band is that?
Average White Band, AWB.
Oh, he played that. That's
yes.
Right.
Oh, very good. Outstanding. Yeah. Outstanding. But in terms of the Met Gala, I went one time, many, many years
you
ago.
You did go?
Yeah, I was invited.
No, you were not.
Yes, I was.
What'd you wear?
The tux and the red beret. And I remember the crowd viscerally despised me. And so about three quarters of the way in, I mean, people, you know, I would put my hand out to shake their hand, and they look at me like, where did this chimney sweep come from? This urchin.
Oh.
This subway maggot. So I left early, and I swore I would never return. And by the way, I've never been invited back. They tie up the entire city. They close all the roadways down for these trendoids, freakazoids, jet setters. And I am suggesting that people out there, whatever your beef is, it's the one night I'm saying protest the Met Gala, all of you, a sea of you, shut it down. It is despicable. It is decadent. It is debaucherous.
Oh, it's horrible.
It is everything that we don't want New York City to be.
Well, you got to figure, now that you mention that, that these lowlives, these pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, pro-murder, pro-rape, these people, they're going to be out there.
Well, maybe not, because a lot of their supporters are inside with their $100,000 gowns, you know, embedded with jewels.
Well, that's true, but these people don't seem to care. I don't think they care whether you support them or not. They're going to make a statement, and that's it.
Well, let's see.
They don't have any real allegiances.
Let's see, Sid. Remember, if you were to take a poll of those going into the Met Gala tonight, yeah, there would be a preponderance of them in support of Hamas, Hezbollah, and against
Israel. Oh, 100%.
So let's see. If the word didn't go out from their funding base, stay away, leave us to our decadence and debauchery.
Didn't your good friend, now that I think about it, I mentioned AOC's dress, but didn't your good friend wear some really stupid-looking suit with a dollar sign on it? I'm talking about the mayor, Eric Adams.
No, remember the guns.
The guns.
Yeah, that stupid jacket that he designed that was ridiculous. And he had his boo on his arm, you know, his beard. Tracy, remember? We haven't seen Tracy. He wheeled her out from that, from 20, apartment 22H in Fort Lee.
Funny you mention her because he had dinner in the past with me and Danielle. A couple of dinners with me and Danielle.
Yes.
It was always very, very nice. And he'd always be like, look, we got to get together. Tracy would love you, Danielle. We got to get together, the four of us. We never met her. I never met her.
Nobody else has.
Does she really exist?
Yes, she
is. Is this like, what was his name? The guy in Notre Dame who had the girlfriend online that was never really, what was his name again? Mantel Teo.
Yeah, right. And it was a guy.
It was a guy, yeah.
He catfished him, remember?
Yes.
He catfished. No, this is a real woman. She works at the Department of Education, which stands for DOE, dumbest organization ever. She gets a lot of money. She lives there in 22H. His former girlfriend lives right underneath on the second floor. When I exposed all this, oh, you're lying, you're making it up. It's all true.
Yeah, but she can't be his girlfriend because I've never, ever, ever, ever seen him with her.
Well, you would think,
and I've been in his presence many times.
You would think somebody would ask him, like, whatever happened to Tracy?
Yeah.
You know, is she in a closet somewhere? Is she hanging upside down? My God, is she ill? You keep referring to her from time to time, and nobody ever, well, you know, she's not an extrovert. She's an introvert. Please stop it.
You know, you see this report, too, and you'll get to what you want to get to here momentarily. But, you know, after all the arguing back and forth last week, you and I on the same exact page. And I'm telling you, we're 1,000% right. That less than 20% of all the protesters, not people arrested, all the protesters were paid agitators, were professionals. The overwhelming majority were your kids, your grandkids, acting like a bunch of lowlives. But NYU came out with something on Friday where the NYPD said that over 90% of the people arrested were actually kids. No, they said kids.
Yes, yes, stop.
90%.
Let me tell you, one story that hasn't been reported on, right? What do the parents and grandparents think of the kids who were arrested, who are undergrads or grads? You know, because many of them are proud of what their kids and grandchildren did. The grandchildren and kids will say, can you Venmo me some money, sell me some money, Cash App? My debit card is, like, depleted. Could you fill it up, Grandma? Credit cards. They have pictures of their kids. In 68, we took over Hamilton Hall. I'm so proud of you. The boobies and Zetas saying, that's right, I was on a kibbutz in Israel, a socialist kibbutz. You stand up for what you believe. How come nobody has interviewed the parents? They know who these kids are, right? You would think some intrepid reporter.
Oh, sure.
Like, hey, Noam Layden, how about scraping the barnacles off your backside, find some of these parents and grandparents and ask them, are you proud of your kids and your grandchildren? And they'll tell you, absolutely. I can't wait for them to get locked up again. It's like a badge of courage because they know at this time there are no consequences. You could get arrested 100 times. No consequences. You get cut loose, you high-five your colleagues in chaos and anarchy, and no complications. And by the way, for all of them, if they're worried about a free education, you know, because CCNY, it should be a free education like it used to. Yeah, you used to have to take a test to get a free education. Now it's open enrollment. An Iranian college is offering free tuition to U.S. students expelled for participating in anti-Israel protests.
That's true. The Iranian college.
There are people. Our people. So can we export them now?
I mean, I'd like to.
It's a free education.
Yes.
Except ladies. You got to walk behind the man. You got to have the shmata on your head. You know, again.
Not just the shmata. I mean, you know, it's funny. I saw some video. It was George Washington University. And I saw one girl, most of the people who are involved in these, not the physicality matters, but they're very ugly people. They're fat, they're ugly, they're just losers, you know. But I saw this one chick, she's wearing like these tight jeans, she's got a belly shirt, but she's wearing that nasty, dirty kaffi, whatever it's called, around her head. But she couldn't dress like that in Iran. You couldn't wear a belly shirt and jeans.
Oh, no. The ministers of virtue fighting vice would come with a rattan, beat the hell out of her. She'd be left in a gulag and disappear forever.
Yeah.
And these are the people they love. Oh, we love the Ayatollah. Well, we love Hezbollah. We love Hamas.
I remember seeing a story on 60 Minutes. It was like 2 years ago. I was shocked by this. I knew it, but just to see it, it was a young lady, beautiful young lady, living in Iran. Beautiful. and she got raped. So she ran home to her father, and she said, "Daddy, Daddy, they raped me." She was expecting her father would be very, very supportive and sympathetic to her, his own flesh and blood. His daughter, his little girl, just got raped. Not only was he not supportive, but he looked at her at that point like she was an animal, not worthy. And he absolutely 1,000% agreed with the authorities when they decided to kill her in public. She was raped, but she became the criminal. And the father was okay with her being murdered in a public square. This is where these kids want to go to school. You have them.
By the way, in Israel, they group the Druze are in the military also. They're not Jews, but they believe in honor killings. So if you had gone to the Druze father and said, "These guys raped your daughter," he'd go, "I don't need to contact the authorities. Me and my sons, we're going to take care of business." Even if they went to jail.
Yeah.
Even
they'll do it themselves.
Honor killing.
Yeah, I know.
That's the difference. But now, let me mention, there is a graduation coming up. They can't find a venue. It's the law school of CCNY, which is the hornet's nest for all this Jew hatred, anti-America training. Remember last year was Fatima Musa Muhammad.
Was that last year or 2 years ago?
No, that was last year, who gave the commencement address and basically said, "I want to thank CCNY for defending the right of all our law students to organize and speak out against Israeli settler colonialism." And remember how they turned their backs on Eric Adams, and he said, you won't get away with this. Yes, they did, because we continue to fund them. They can't find a venue. Hunter College turned them down, but they're going to have a graduation. And we got to make sure we let them all know you're going to continue to produce students who hate Jews, who hate Israel, who hate America. Not on our dime. See, we fund CCNY. That's a university. We control the funds. And all these politicians, "We're going to cut the funds." Well, let's do it now.
Let's go.
And make sure they don't end up with a venue. And by the way, in Columbia, they want to have their graduation out there in the Quad, in the South Lawn. Do it at Baker Field. You can control everybody who goes in now. You know, you do it there, there's going to be all kinds of insurrection. NYU, you're going to do it in Washington Square Park. Are you crazy? I remember John Sexton, who was the chancellor. He did it in Yankee Stadium. Yeah, the kids are entitled to graduation. The parents say, "I spent $400,000 over 4 years. I want a Polaroid picture of this. It cost me a reverse mortgage and a payday loan." That's all these chancellors are concerned about, is that parents will ask for rebates on their kids' college education if they don't get that graduation certificate.
And they interviewed this Dr. Shafiq, this the chancellor, the president of Columbia, on Friday. It was in the New York Post. And she talked about how upset she was that, you know, these poor kids weren't able to finish their classes, and how there's a threat for graduation, and how upset she was at how things turned out. And she went on to do something that Democrats and hateful people do all the time, which really pisses me off. She talked about how she'd like to see the end of anti-Semitism, as well as the end of anti-Arab and Muslim hate.
Islamophobia. They always use
Islamophobia.
That term.
I'm going to ask this question for the millionth, the gazillionth time. I understand after 9/11, a couple of cab drivers got punched across the face, and they were Sikhs, by the way. But where is all this Islamophobia? I see people on lawns all over the country. I see Jewish people walking down the street and getting punched in the face every single day. Where is all this Islamophobia? It's like white supremacy.
Yeah, you are correct.
Where is it?
By the way, for those who do graduate after their parents got shook down and extorted of an enormous amount of money, what do they have to look forward to, Jews or Gentiles or Muslims, being baristas at Starbucks?
Basically.
Because this is the jobs that are available now. Now, your orders to headquarters, to all of us, was you want us to expose, to name and shame judges.
That's right, because while we yell and scream about the mayor, and that is fair game, he's doing a terrible job, while we yell and scream about the assembly people, and certainly those no-good bastards up in Albany, it is the judges, their discretion, that is allowing a lot of these repeat criminals back on the street to do worse and worse things.
So you notice Noam Layden and James Flippin, in their typical fashion, have ignored you, King David II, but I have carried the torch. You said name and shame judges.
Yes.
There is one out there. Turn him loose. Brooklyn Supreme Court Justice Matthew Sciarrino. And where is he from? He's from Staten Island. And he has fled to Florida. He lives in Rossville. He's got a for sale sign up.
Wait a second. An Italian guy from Staten Island?
Yes.
But I keep telling you to name and shame the Democrat judges. Is he a Democrat?
What? He's one of ours.
You found a Republican judge?
Not I, Nancy. Nancy does the deep dive. And she did a deep dive on this guy because this guy turned loose a guy who punched this woman, this mother of three, who works on a school bus each and every day, was walking the streets of Crown Heights. This has nothing to do with Lubavitch, Black, hipster millennials. You have this black guy come out of a hallway. We saw the video. He cold cocked her.
He broke her jaw, actually.
Not only broke her jaw, her eye socket. Yeah. She got stitches. She was spitting out teeth. She was stunned.
This can't be right.
Her brother, who owns the restaurant across the street because she lives on the first floor, came running after him and did the honorable thing and tackled him and gave him a beat down. The cops came, took him away. First degree assault, right? Initially, Eric Gonzalez and the ADAs cut him loose. They didn't ask for bail. Finally, Eric Gonzalez grew a set because I kept talking about it with Nancy, and he recharged him, second-degree assault, $25,000 bail, and this turn-him-loose Brooklyn Supreme Court Justice Matthew Sciarrino.
Wow.
Turned him loose.
Shocking.
Packed his bags, moved to Florida. Let me tell you something. This guy was elected as a civil court judge. They move these judges around. They know nothing about criminal law, nothing about family law. Hey, there's the OCA, Office of Court Administration. It's like the mafia. You can't ask questions like, why is this judge hearing this case? He knows nothing about criminal law. Shut your mouth. He has black regal robes. It's like when you go to your favorite restaurant and they say, oh, the judge has the first table. And you say, that's a traffic court judge. What are you talking about? Right? Oh, but he's a judge. This guy is Facebook obsessed. He has Chewbacca on his screen. May the force be with you.
No.
He's a big St. John's guy. Look, scrub him from the alumni and the law school alumni. And squatters, there's a house there in Rossville in Staten Island with a for sale sign as he has fled to Florida. Feel free, you have permission from Curtis Sliwa to take over this guy's house. He has stabbed us all in the back. Bloomberg, who will be at the Met tonight, right? Disgraziato. You appointed him. You appointed him. He was with the Republicans in Staten Island before he became a judge. He campaigned for them. He ran their website. He's a nerdy guy. And yet, why is it Republicans who were protecting him and you said nothing about one of our own? No. We're fair and square, Sid and Curtis. When King David II says name and shame judges, we don't just look at Democrats. That's the majority. But when one of our own is a turn-them-loose judge and supports criminals against women who got their face destroyed, we're coming after you. Judge Sciarrino, you can run to Florida, you can take early retirement, but we're going to haunt you right to the 4 o'clock Bluebird special, and I hope you choke out on that royal trout.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.